questions 5 through 8. Listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class.
Okay, we all know that people can and do influence each other. However, the real question, the disturbing question is, how far can people's minds be influenced against their own will? There are three techniques that have been used in attempts to control other people's behavior, and I'd like to tell you a little about each one of these techniques. One technique, subliminal perception, is frequently referred to as subception. This technique is based on the observation that people notice a great deal more than they consciously realize. This is not a new observation. We've been aware of it for a long time. But it has been given special attention since the results of an experiment that took place in a New York movie theater were reported. In this experiment, what they did was, well, an advertisement for ice cream was flashed onto the screen during the feature film. Apparently, the ad was shown for such a brief moment that no one consciously saw the intrusion. Got the picture? Everyone was watching the movie and being shown an ice cream ad so quickly that they weren't aware of it. What was found was that ice cream sales increased dramatically. You could say they soared for the duration of the time that the experiment continued. That was subception. Hypnosis is another technique that can be used for controlling people's minds. Okay, so while in a deep trance, people can be told to do something at a specific time or at a certain signal. They can also be told that they won't remember anything when they come out of the trance. What had been said, or what they were told to do, at what particular signal, once out of the trance. This is called a post-hypnotic suggestion. It's still unclear whether a subject can be made to carry out an action that otherwise would be unacceptable in that person's mind. The third technique I want to mention is brainwashing. Brainwashing entails forcing people to believe something, usually something false, by continually telling them or showing them evidence that's supposedly true. The person being brainwashed is prevented from thinking about whatever it is, thinking about it properly, or considering other evidence. Now, brainwashing can take some extreme forms. For example, brainwashing can be done by first causing a complete breakdown of individuals. This is done through acts such as starving them, preventing them from sleeping, intimidating them, and keeping them in a state of constant fear. Eventually, the person, the individual, loses their sense of reality. And when this happens, new, false ideas can be planted in their minds.
5. In the lecture, the professor describes three types of mind control. Match each behavior with the associated mind control technique. Six. According to the professor, what is true of subliminal perception? Seven. What else is true of subliminal perception? Eight. Which of the following did the professor not mention when speaking about brainwashing?